Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk. Well, we're just a couple hours and change away from a good volleyball matchup at DeSoto High School as the Dragons will be taking on the Festus Tigers. We'll be speaking to Karen Beely here in just a moment, the head coach for Festus. But right now we have Lindsey Brinkman on the line. That is the DeSoto volleyball head coach. And well, their team is 6-8-4 coming into this matchup. It's a district matchup, conference matchup. So a lot at stake here. It's the Festus Tigers. So that means something extra for just about everyone around here. But Coach Brinkman, why don't we go ahead and just start off this conversation with kind of how the team has been playing lately and your thoughts on you know, how they're doing at this point in the season.
We've got through the CMO tournament most recently and have quite a few tough games here recently with Pillsboro, St. John, Perryville, and Farmington. So we're kind of hitting a pretty tough part of our schedule here, but it's also, I think, preparing us for the bigger, better matches to come, such as district play or this game tonight against Festus. So we did pull off a win from St. John, and we took losses on the others, but I think we're proving to a lot of teams that we can hold our own. It's just a matter of getting over that hump and being able to hold it consistently.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the record in 6-8-4, it's not flashy, but if you look at the teams that you've played, there's so many good ones. Park Hill Central, very tough. I could, out of all the 18 matches so far, I can name about probably 90% of them that are really tough matchups, including that SEMO Dig for Life challenge. As far as the mindset of the girls heading into this one, knowing, you know, how good and strong Festus is, what have the conversations been about handling this matchup at home tonight?
Obviously, the energy is pretty high. They're excited to play. I think we have a very similar mindset as to what we had last year, being able to shut Bria Garmin down as much as possible and contain her and not letting one player control the game for us. So if we can manage that, again, kind of like we did last year, but be able to do it consistently through two or three matches, then I think we could actually pull out a win here despite what others may think.
Gotcha. Okay. Unfortunately, we were not able to talk to you before the season, so I don't have much of a player outlook or a take on your players from you. So if you wouldn't mind, could you spend some time introducing to us some of the players that have been strong for you this year?
Emma Portell is our senior setter, running a 5-1 right now. And, you know, we had to convert her to a setter last year as a junior, and she really took ownership of that role and has really impressed us this year with her speed and getting to every single ball, every single second ball possible. And she's really been an anchor to our offense, and just her work ethic and determination have helped lead this team in the right direction this year. Our big go-to hitter is Cameron Paley, who's a junior, three-year varsity player. If she moves the ball around quite a bit and can hit line, can hit cross court, tip, tool block, she has a wide array of capabilities. So we depend on her quite a bit in front row. I actually am returning most of my front row players, Kylie Roth, Taylor Jones, Macy Clough, and Abby Pope, kind of round out my offense. So I've got a lot of experience there. My defense also returns quite a few because I only graduated one senior this past year with Haley Johnson, Jenna Nicholson, and then Amy Reiser, with Abby Ellsworth being the newcomer to the group. So we do have a lot of experience, just trying to kind of fine-tune some things, speed up our offense, and control our mistakes is what we've been trying to work on this season.
Okay, very well. Thank you for spending time introducing us to some of your players. Obviously, a lot of folks listening to the match tonight are going to hear their names repeated a lot. So let's move on to, I guess, the matchup tonight. We'll get you out on this, Coach Brinkman. As you said, the girls are fired up and ready for this. They don't shy away from big matchups, I'm sure. But as far as, you know, a couple of things that's going to help you guys win this match, whether it's a two-set win or a three-set win, that sort of thing? What for you, Coach Brinkman, are going to be big keys to that?
Like I said, kind of like last year, we focused on making sure to always find Garmin and know where she is, make sure our double block gets up on her, our defense adjusts to her, and our hitters don't hit to her because obviously she's an all-around player. I think the difference is whether Festus's other players can step up, which is what happened last year. We kind of stole the first game from them, but then their other players came around and played a big part in their win last year over us. So if we kind of go with the same mindset of being able to shut Garmin down and control the rest of the team, I think it'll be a good matchup for us.
All right, very well. Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to this, and happy to have it on KJF tonight, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Lindsey Brinkman, head coach of the DeSoto Volleyball Dragons. It's DeSoto and Festus tonight on KJF right after Tiger Talk, so we'll have our broadcast begin at 7 o'clock. We'll speak to Karen Bealey of Festus next.